Technology investment will be on the rise next year after being suppressed for a couple of years, actually. In fact, for many organizations, IT is going to be a top priority. They want to modernize, deliver better service, and gain more efficiency. These are some of the highlights from the latest annual Year in Review survey from CDW. Joining us to discuss more of these findings, the Vice President for Product and Partner Management at CDW, Pat Troca. Matt, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
How you doing? I'm great, thank you. So what are your major findings that you really want to highlight in this report?
I think there's a couple things. I think that the biggest piece is overall, we saw the number of folks that are looking to expect IT investment to be a top priority in 2011. We saw that number move up 10 full percentage points from last year at this time, and we're up to 46% of the folks we polled, and 36% was the number at this point last year. So obviously a pretty positive sign. And I think the big thing is when we asked them where they thought that was going to come from, over half of them said they would be purchasing new PCs, which is pretty, pretty optimistic news as we look forward.
And so is the reason they're buying all these new PCs is because they want to go to Windows 7 from Microsoft?
There's some of that. I mean, definitely we've tried to keep a gauge on what Windows 7 is driving. I think a lot of it is being driven by just the sheer number of PCs that are over 5 years old at this point. A lot of the technology manufacturers, whether it be PCs or printers or even network equipment, are all saying 5 years is kind of that magic number, and there's a lot of folks that have 5 years older than out there right now.
Now, in the federal government, there's a lot of old PCs. They tend to replace them in some ways even slower than the private sector. So do you sense this will also happen in the federal government? And then I have a follow-up question on that answer.
Yeah, I think the way we break out the survey is we actually take a look at it versus we have an overall corporate and a government number, and obviously the federal makes up a big part of that government number. The government folks are slightly less optimistic, but I would tell you that I think that, yes, we'd see that that trend continue in the federal side.
Because the federal government is under pressure to reduce the so-called O&M, or the operations and maintenance part of their IT operations, and increase the investment in some of the new stuff and the light technologies and cloud and so forth. So do replacement PCs come under O&M, or do they come under new initiatives?
I think they would probably come under O&M. I think new initiatives, what we see in new initiatives are virtualization solutions, so maybe some cost consolidation in terms of number of machines they're using. The biggest one, though, I think would be a new or maybe ongoing but still new is the security side of it. Security came up as a big topic again as well. So I would say the virtualization piece, though, is the one that probably means the most to folks in a new initiative.
I wanted to get into the security part of it. What does the survey say about cybersecurity in particular?
On the cybersecurity side, just at a top level, I mean, the bottom line was that it was going to be top of mind in any project that was out there. There were three pieces in virtualization, which you can call cloud. You've got the security piece of it, and then you had the overall mobility. The bigger piece, though, is mobility is going to bring into security as well. So security is kind of underlying in that one as well.
But in a sense of dollars, isn't security much smaller than, say, virtualization, where you have to buy a whole new data center infrastructure to support the virtual machines? People go to Blades and get rid of the old-fashioned servers and so forth. Whereas in cybersecurity, that's more of a service buy. Or am I wrong about that?
Well, I think you could look at security. It could be a service buy. It could be a new equipment or a software buy. You are right about virtualization. What we've seen in some folks is that when they get the price tag on virtualization, it doesn't quite make the list as much as it might at the beginning. But that is something that it's interesting how many people have used that as a front of mind kind of topic. But that is a great point on the cost of virtualization. Yes.
And have you seen major changes between the past year's results of the survey versus this year? I mean, anything really stand out for you?
You know, it really was just that overall number that we saw. I mean, it was amazing that it jumped up that much. I mean, the rest of the survey, when you take a look at, if they believe it'll still be a top priority more than 5 years from now, those numbers all kind of stayed the same. So I think just kind of the reset of the economy and the reset of where everybody's thought process was the most surprising thing this year.
Matt Troca is Vice President of Product and Partner Management at CDW. Let me ask you about another initiative that a lot of corporations are doing as well as the federal government, and that's consolidating their data centers. And it would seem at first glance, well, that's going to be lower spending because you had two data centers, now you have just one, or you had 20 and now you have just two. However, there's some spending that has to take place before consolidation can actually work. Can you tell us what some of those parts are?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely see the spending on, I mean, if you're going to virtualize or you're going to put things to consolidate the data centers, you're going to have servers with the capability. And probably the biggest area for us all year has been storage. I think, you know, as folks look at consolidation, they may not have the storage they need in one particular area. They take a look at the cost savings they can get from some of the new products that are out there. So they do make an upfront investment that is, you know, maybe hidden when someone says consolidation, but there definitely is investment that needs to be made.
And when you're making these kinds of investments in cybersecurity and virtualizing your environment or maybe consolidating your data centers or just anything you buy that's new, that's done through the CIO shop traditionally or typically, but shouldn't people in the business lines and program managers in the federal government, should they have an interest in what's going on down the hall there in the CIO department?
Yeah, I would think they would want to know. I mean, I would think they would want to see, you know, how their business might be affected. I think the biggest thing when you take a look at either virtualization or security is, does it affect the business overall in terms of operational functionality? And if folks, you know, have a line of sight into that or they have offerings they can make, I do think that would help the CIOs to make their final decision on how is this really going to truly affect the business.
Matt Troca is the Vice President of Product and Partner Management at CDW. Thank you very much for joining us with that insight.
Thank you.
And you can get more information, hear the full interview, and we have links to that study at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.